Dancer was draped in bardings of snowy white wool emblazoned with the grey direwolf of House Stark, while Bran wore grey breeches and white doublet, his sleeves and collar trim with vair. Over his heart was the wolf's head brooch of silver and polished jet. He would sooner have had Summer than a silver wolf on his breast, but Sir Roderick had been unyielding. The low stone steps balked Dancer only for a moment. When Bran urged her on, she took them easily. Beyond the wide oaken iron doors, 8 long rows of trestle tables filled Winterfell's great hall, 4 on each side of the centre aisle. Men crowded shoulder to shoulder on the benches. "Stark!" they called as Bran trotted past, rising to their feet. "Winterfell! Winterfell!" He was old enough to know that it was not truly him they shouted for. It was the harvest they cheered. It was Rob and his victories. It was his Lord Father and his grandfather and all the Starks going back 8,000 years. Still, it made him swell with pride. For so long as it took him to ride the length of that hall, he forgot that he was broken. Yet when he reached the dais, with every eye upon him, Osha and Hodor undid his straps and buckles, lifted him off Dancer's back, and carried him to the high seat of his father's.